say something. Hello, everybody.
Won't you scratch my itch, sweet?
Straight back home to you. We need love. Thank you. Just like the sun over the mountain top. You know I'll always come again. You know I love to spend my morning time like sunlight dancing. I've never gone so wrong. for telling lies. What you see is what I love. There is nothing I could hide. Why you see me?
Together, sort of. I'm not afraid to die. think again, we might have mentioned that we got a new record, which is what brings us to 10. We settled down and raised up a record.
Yeah, it only took us almost 39 years, I think.
Let's just round it off to 40. And
I think, wait, 40 sounds better, like 40 acres in view.
That's right.
You know, all that stuff.
Well, you know, so we, you know, the record took shape around the kitchen table. We sat around talking about songs. And I, you know, I had the song in my mind when I think about Amy for a long time. It was an old Hank DeVito song, original Hot Band member Hank. Wrote this song some time ago, but I always thought, you know, with Amy, what you get is the soul poet and the voice of an angel. And the heart of a cowgirl.
It's the boots.
So, you know, this song called Hanging Up My Heart, it opens the record. We're gonna run through the record now.
Yeah, we're gonna do a lot of the record now, just straight through, so.
Yes.
well played shuffles. They were beauty. There's a song that I've loved from the first time I heard it about 20 years ago. This fantastic singer-songwriter put out a record called Rumble Doll, and it was a bit overshadowed by the fact that she sings in the E Street Band and is married to the lead singer of that band, Patti Stauffer. Beautiful record, and I've been longing to do this song. I'm grateful to Rodney and Brian Ahern, the producer, for kind of pushing me into putting it on the records.
This is
first song I ever heard Ronnie on one of them cassette tapes. Remember those? Sent me a demo.
Thank you.
singer songwriter in Nashville, and done beautifully by Waylon Jennings here. And we were probably a little arrogant to think that we should record that song, but we wanted to make it a conversation between two old friends. So I know Waylon probably, I hope he's enjoying it.
Yes.
rock band Arsenal for many years. It was written by our good friend, Hank DeVito, and our illustrious sound man giving you these wonderful sounds tonight, Donna McCower up there. Renaissance man, songwriter, and sound man, doing an excellent job on both. We're going to do one more song from the new record, but we thought we'd slip in an old one. Rodney and I haven't written a whole lot of songs together over the years, but this was one that was inspired by playing in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I guess it was back in 1976, and staying in the, remember when hotels, you could open the windows? Remember that? And hearing the sound of the train going by.
Just clean her.
Old Yellow Moon, so guess what it's, the song is called.
I'm not sure they even had a radio station, so I don't know how this man learned to play so will. We're playing the fire out of that. Red comes out of the guitar with Jed Reed.
Great piano back there, and we had the extra wonderful treat of the fact that he could play accordion. That's now, I have to have an accordion in the band. This is my new thing. And we got such a double threat over back here, Chris Tuttle.
Yeah. Jake's a big heart and strong. He has a big fat bass guitar the way our good friend Byron House does.
You can get the best musicians in the world together, and if you don't have a great drummer, you ain't got nothing. As Bill, I don't think Bill McGrove ever said that. He didn't really believe in drummers. He never knew the joy of a great drummer like we do with Jerry Rowe. It's just the best job in the world to be able to make records and go out with your friends and play music. And I thought it couldn't get any better, and then they said, well, you know, this is a double bill. And I said, oh, who else is on the bill? They said, Richard Thompson!
Thank you.
to ignite. I'm ready for danger. I'm ready for fire. And I'm ready for something that'll lift me up high. Life's been good, I guess. I really know heart's been blessed. Thank you.
place, this town, and so many of the people are special to me. So much of my sort of musical life is inspired here by some of the great musicians. I'm speaking specifically of the Selden scene. You know that right before the end of the year, we lost one of the great musicians of our generation, Mike Aldridge. I was so fortunate enough to play with him and get to know him and have him my records to sit around jamming with the Selden scene after our shows at the Red Fox Inn. I guess it was a dump, but I loved it. You know, one thing, it taught me how to play four sets a night from 8 to 12 and not repeat a song. So, anyway, so we've never done this as a band, but we worked it up tonight just as a shout out to Mike and just to say what a great musician he was and a great person, and we miss him. Thank you.
dogs, not for a reason. These are our dogs right here. This is Mono, Akita, and Bella. These are rescue dogs, and we want to encourage everybody who's looking for a pet. And if you're not looking for one, there's something wrong with you. It'll make life so much better. Please go to your local shelter, and don't forget your local Metro Animal Control. So many beautiful animals that are going to be put down and done, but nobody comes to give them a home. And on that exciting note, thank you so much, everybody. This has been such a joy.